You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Early BP yet again today as the D-backs get ready to take on the San Diego Padres, looking for a sweep in their ninth win in 10 tries. Welcome to the program. I'm Mike Farron. Last night, the D-backs, a 2-1 win over the San Diego Padres as they hang on in the ninth for the victory, and a three-hit night for Ketel Marte.
First of all, how good has it felt to get back in there the last 2 days?
Yeah, I feel good. Like I say, we went play a really good game. I mean, we just fuck it out there. We just give it 100% right now, just trying to make the playoff.
The guy you were facing, you'd never seen before. What were some of the keys for you in that first inning to get the triple?
The key is just to stay focused, just trying to get a good pitch. That's all I do. Just go out there, trying to got in my pitch, and I just put my best swing.
One of the keys for you guys over the last really couple of months has been how well the bullpen has pitched. What have you noticed with them?
Like I said, we play for a win right now. We're just trying to win some game, see what happened. I mean, we just fuck it out there. We just go out there, give it 100% for the team, for the fans. I mean, we're just looking for a win. We got a good team, like I've been saying. I mean, and let's see what happens.
It's been a good series for you so far, Ketel. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Ketel Marte, one of the big offensive performers last night for the D-backs. Three more hits for the National League's hit leader in the 2-1 win over San Diego. Now let's visit with Torey Lovello, D-backs manager, before the D-backs take on San Diego tonight.
Torey, I know everybody made the big deal on Monday about showing the race video ahead of time. Do you kind of wish you'd shown it in the second inning yesterday after you guys had some chances and just couldn't get the offense going?
Yeah, we needed anything we can probably get going in the right direction. We had a ton of chances. We just didn't get the big hit. And there were several conversations that were had in the dugout that, you know, later in the game, had we done something to score some runs, we would have maneuvered differently in the bullpen. But I like the idea that we built innings. I like the idea that we had men in scoring position. We got several leadoff hitters on base to start an inning. I'll take that, and we'll see where it lands us today.
It didn't seem like, and I don't know, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, that it was poor decisions offensively. It seemed like guys were swinging at the right pitches early. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't squaring them up in the right way.
Yeah, I think there were times where we did. We had a really good feel for when he was throwing the breaking ball and where it was going to land. And he made some adjustments. He stopped throwing that pitch that was elevated up in the zone. He started to use his fastball on both sides of the plate. So he made an adjustment, and I think that we were a little slow on the draw the second time around, knowing that he had made an adjustment. So sometimes you have to give the pitcher a little bit of credit for game planning, but I thought we took some really good swings. We just couldn't pile them up all in one at bat or one inning.
Speaking of giving the pitcher some credit, Merrill Kelly was fantastic last night. 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, 2 walks. What's been the biggest difference in your mind in Merrill?
Well, it's him coming out of the bullpen ready to throw his best pitches. And I know that earlier in the year he was kind of working into his outing. We'd see the velocity spike into the 93, 94 mile an hour range if things went well in the second or third inning. I think yesterday the first pitch, the first fastball he threw was at 93 miles an hour. He threw some secondary stuff off of that. His first changeup was a swing and a miss at the bottom of the zone. I felt like coming out of the bullpen, he had every pitch that was working, especially that fastball. And I like the fastball presence. I think that's needed for every pitcher when they come out of the bullpen to start a game. They have to know where that pitch is going.
Are you concerned at all about fatigue level with Archie Bradley, the way you've had to run him out there the last 2 weeks?
A little bit. We've been asking a lot of him, and emotionally it's very taxing. He's physically, we know what the demands are when you're getting big outs and closing out games, but emotionally, it can take its toll on you as well. But I know Archie's had an up-and-down year. He's on a very good upswing right now. There was times where we were staying away from him early in the year where maybe he's preserved a little bit. Last year, I know that I wore him down in the final month. I don't want that to happen again this year.
All right, let's talk a little bit about today. Chris Paddock goes for San Diego, and you guys have seen him a couple of times, and his stuff is really good when he is on. Mm-hmm. What did you learn in those first couple of outings against Paddock? Now, granted, they've been 3+ months ago, mm-hmm. that you want to try and apply better tonight?
Well, it's the fastball changeup combination that's very lethal, and he loves the changeup. He's got a great feel for it, but it's a fastball, spin rate fastball at the top of the zone. That's, you know, I just talked about fastball presence. He shows that and then works off of that. I think the key for us is to get him working out of the stretch today. If we get him working out of the stretch, we're going to have a very good day.
All right. Zach Gallen goes for you. How much is that fastball presence a key for Gallen going forward?
Yeah, it's always the same for everybody that's getting ready to throw start a baseball game. They have to establish that. And it's not establishing a fastball, because sometimes you throw too many fastballs in those situations and they get hit around. It's just throwing your best fastball and knowing where it's going the first time you throw it in a game. So in Zach's case, it's going to be the command of that pitch. It's going to be the ability to finish off hitters. He gets to two strikes rather quickly. It's about making quality pitches throughout the entire at bat.
What have you learned about him that you didn't know?
That he's got a tremendous mindset and the knowledge as to what's going on per at bat, and he's understanding what he wants to get to. He's not just a chucker. He's not up there throwing the baseball because he's got a great arm, throwing it by people. He's pitching.
So what's that like with him when they get into game planning meetings, using him in that?
Well, he gives good input. I haven't been in one of them directly, but I'm getting some of the information that's coming out of those, that he wants to learn how to pitch and how to sequence pitches and how to tunnel and do everything the right way to make it as uncomfortable as he possibly can for a hitter.
Let's get here tonight.
Thanks so much.
Torrey Lovello, D-backs manager, D-backs in San Diego, the finale of the 7-game homestand. D-backs looking for their 9th win in 10 tries to finish the homestand 6-1. Great pitching matchup. A pair of rookies in Zach Gallen for the D-backs and Chris Paddock for San Diego. I'll have a BP show for you at 6 on the D-backs Network. First pitch with Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti at 6:40. And we'll be back with more early BP on the next homestand. Thanks for joining us.